Hello, and welcome to Another Moment in Creation with Diana Wedge. Today, we're talking about raccoons. How well do you know your neighbors? If you live in an urban area of North America, you might have a nocturnal furry neighbor that you haven't seen yet. Raccoons have adapted so well to city life that they are now more common in cities than in the country. These little bandit-masked raccoons are one of the most easily recognized wild mammals in North America, with its grayish-brown fur and black mask-like markings around its face. Some hypothesize that the purpose of a raccoon's black mask is to reduce glare, helping it to see better at night. A raccoon has 4 to 7 dark rings around its tail. It has a pointy snout and a black nose and very skillful, dexterous front paws. The coat of raccoons is made up of dense underfur, which naturally insulates them and protects them against cold weather, and their fur thins out in the spring and summer. Raccoons eat more during the fall in order to develop an inch-thick layer of fat on their body. Because they will sleep in their dens for most of the winter, this fatty layer helps sustain them. They do not hibernate, but they do hole up and sleep for several days in bad weather. Answers in Genesis, or AIG, tells us that one of the reasons for the raccoon's success is its adaptability to different environments, such as forests, streams, towns, and cities. Another important factor is the variety of food it eats. Traditionally, raccoons prefer heavily wooded areas with access to trees, water, and abundant vegetation. There, they can make their dens in the hollow parts of trees as well as abandoned burrows. Raccoons are extremely adaptable. They are often found in suburban and urban areas, making their homes in man-made structures like attics, sewers, chimneys, barns, and sheds. In urban areas, raccoons tend to stay closer to their dens with a range of only about a mile, depending on their age and sex. They are also very clean, and believe it or not, they use a common latrine in the wild. Raccoons are excellent climbers and are one of the few mammals that can descend vertical tree trunks head first. They are also strong swimmers and can easily cross rivers and lakes, but only venture into deep water as an escape route from trouble. Raccoons are omnivores, meaning they will eat both meat and vegetables, and they're also very opportunistic feeders. In the natural world, raccoons snare a lot of their meals in the water. These nocturnal foragers use lightning-quick paws to grab crayfish, frogs, and other aquatic creatures. On land, they pluck mice and insects from their hiding places, and they raid nests for turtle and bird eggs. They will eat snakes, insects, earthworms, berries, nuts, grains, and even young birds. They will eat practically anything. If you have cats, especially kittens, keep them safely away from potential attack from a raccoon. They have been known to attack them and eat them too, unfortunately. They are able to get food other animals cannot because their 5 long toes and fingers, resembling human hands, are very nimble. These almost hand-like paws can grasp at tree branches, nuts, and fruits, and they can even open lids of garbage cans. Raccoons take their name after their hands. Raccoon hands have thumbs that provide them with more dexterity than their relatives. Because of these thumbs, raccoons can grab things and open containers, as we mentioned about trash bins, but also jars and bottles. This amazing feature gives them the ability to open doors and latches, too. These well-developed front paws are what gave raccoons their common name in English. The name raccoon originates from the word arufkun, a Powhatan term that means one who scratches with its hands. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but I gave it a shot. Raccoons love to wash their meals. Did you know that raccoons not only use their clever little hands to wash their food to get it clean, but they also prefer their food moist and will often wash it in water before eating? This washing behavior is reflected in their names in other languages, such as the German term Muschbär, or wash bear, or the Italian term Orsetto, lavatori, little washing bear. The scientific name for the common raccoon, Procyonlotor, also emphasizes this behavior. Lotor is a Neo-Latin term for washing. Let's talk about raccoons and their babies. These animals are solitary, except during their mating season. The breeding season occurs from January to June, and the gestation period is about 60 days. Mature females are called sows, and males are called boars. The mothers usually give birth in April or May, and usually have one litter a year. However, if the female does not become pregnant during the first cycle, she can be ready 4 months later, and that's where the late babies come in. They generally have litters of 3 to 7 babies called kits or cubs. We will use the terms interchangeably, although sometimes they might only have one kit. 4 kits is the usual number born to a litter. A baby raccoon is born blind and deaf. Feeding on their mother's milk, the young kits remain in their den for 8 to 10 weeks. Mothers are opportunistic when it comes to choosing a denning site. They may inhabit a tree hole, fallen log, or a house's attic, maybe even under a trailer. The young raccoons often spend the first 2 months or so of their lives high in a tree hole. It's quite common, especially in urban areas, for a healthy animal to venture out during the day if it is hungry or if its den has been destroyed. Frequently, mother raccoons that are nursing kits will be forced to search for food night and day. Kits learn how to hunt and the ways of survival as they join their mother on her nightly hunting excursions. Later, mother and babies move to the ground where the cubs begin to explore on their own. They stay with their mother through the coming winter and leave the next spring. Mothers are very protective of their young until they separate. In the Aztec culture, female raccoons were seen as great examples for their society's wise women because of the raccoon's devotion to their young. Raccoon mothers are regularly observed teaching important survival skills to their babies. Raccoons are independent after about 12 to 14 months of age, and adults live in very loose-knit communities of about 4 or 5 raccoons for better protection against predators. A group of raccoons is called a nursery. Although raccoons only live 2 to 5 years in the wild, a raccoon can live up to 20 years in captivity. Does the raccoon have a new relative? Biology professor and author Tom Hennigan shares that high in the Andes, a furry member of the raccoon family has lived quietly for centuries without detection. Biologist Dr. Christopher Helgen was surprised when he opened a drawer full of mysterious reddish-brown furs. Though housed in the Field Museum in Chicago for more than 50 years, this species had never before been described in the scientific literature. He then led a field trip to Ecuador and confirmed they still live. It's the first member of the order Carnivora discovered in the Americas in more than 3 decades. Dubbed the Olenguito, this newly described species is considered a relative to the raccoon. This odd-looking bear cat weighs only 2 pounds, and it's the smallest living member of the raccoon family. It lives at a high elevation, and its thick, luxurious fur with a regal golden hue is probably its most distinctive trait. Unlike its North American cousins, it lives mainly on fruit. Dwelling high in the humid canopy of the Andean forests of South America, olenguitos venture out at night under the cover of darkness and thick fog. This probably explains why they've eluded researchers for so long. Finding new mammals is exciting. It reminds us that God's world is still a mysterious place full of surprises. It also gives us another hint at the diversity and resilience of God's creatures, created to glorify Him. What are the chances of finding other unknown creatures? what's yet to be found? AIG continues to explain that we live in a new age of discovery. Dr. Helgen is just one of a legion of biologists who have devoted their lives to documenting and studying the full richness and diversity of life on Earth. Over 400 mammal species have been described in the past two decades, one-tenth of all known mammals. Each new discovery gives insights into the designs that enabled God's creatures to diversify and fill the earth after the flood. What are the possibilities that other varieties of creatures are alive and just waiting to be uncovered for further study? That depends on the size of the creature and its ability to hide. Varieties of many small animals, such as insects and lizards, are discovered all the time. Large creatures are much less common. Some mammals, such as bats and monkeys, find it easy to evade detection, so they are just now coming to light. Yet, a species of ox weighing nearly 200 pounds was discovered in the mountains of Vietnam in 1992, and yet it was not captured live until 2010. Stories of strange, even mythical creatures have sometimes turned out to be the real deal. Giant squids and mountain gorillas are just two examples. The Cambodian tailor bird was first spotted in Cambodia's biggest city, Phnom Penh. The wafer trapdoor spider is one of three new trapdoor spiders discovered in Brazil. And the Bazinga jellyfish was discovered in New South Wales, Australia. It's unlike any known family of jellyfish. Did you know there was once a presidential raccoon in the White House in the USA? Raccoons are commonly hunted for their fur, but cooking them for dinner is not unheard of. In 1926, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge received a raccoon to be eaten for Thanksgiving. Coolidge refused to have it killed or eaten. Instead, they adopted it as a pet raccoon. The Coolidges gave her the name Rebecca. For Christmas, Rebecca the raccoon received an embroidered collar with the words White House Raccoon engraved on it. She also participated in events such as the White House Easter Egg Roll. Near the end of his presidency, Coolidge donated Rebecca to Rock Creek Park in Washington, D.C. It's time to talk about the darker side of raccoons. Raccoons can carry several bacterial diseases and parasites that can be transmitted to humans and pets through a bite or the ingestion of waste. Although raccoons are notorious for carrying rabies, there has only been one recorded human death from raccoon rabies in the United States. Some signs that a raccoon may have rabies include aggressiveness, unusual vocalization, and excessive drool or foam from the mouth. If you think you may have identified a rabid raccoon, call your local animal control authority immediately and do not approach the animal. Care should be taken when a raccoon looks sick or acts strangely, but overreaction against all raccoons is unwarranted. Never attempt to catch a raccoon. It may bite in self-defense, which will guarantee its death because they'll want to do rabies testing. The Wildlife Rescue League shares that the most common complaints occur when raccoons den in chimneys or attics, even under houses. This is particularly difficult if the den is occupied by a female with cubs. It is best to leave the family alone until the mother moves the cubs, which usually occurs when the babies are about 8 or 9 weeks old. Be assured that the mother will move the babies to another site when they are 8 or 9 weeks of age. I want to persuade you to leave the animals alone until the kits have been moved. Also, raccoons often get killed when hollow trees are cut down by chainsaws. So if you're planning to cut down a hollow tree, just please stop and check for inhabitants first. On a lighter note, how do raccoons communicate with one another? Raccoons communicate with each other using 200 different sounds and 12 to 15 different calls. Baby raccoons, known as kits or cubs, purr and coo. Mothers make follow me sounds. And of course, there are growls to scare off would-be attackers. Raccoons have pronounced senses. Since they mostly process their surroundings through touch, raccoons have whiskers near the tip of their paws, and a large portion of their brains are dedicated to processing what they touch. Raccoons also have a heightened sense of smell that helps them move around at night and communicate with other raccoons. Like many mammals, they mark their territories with various secretions. They also have sensitive hearing. A raccoon's hearing is so sharp that it can detect even the movement of earthworms underground. Raccoons have surprisingly good night vision. Similar to cats, they have a reflective layer in the lenses in their eyes, which enhances their vision of nearby objects. However, they cannot see very far, and they have limited depth perception, and they're mostly colorblind. They're quite sensitive to green light. We should thank God for showing us His invisible attributes in the visible creation. That's a reference from Romans 1:20. And we should learn to appreciate the beauty and diversity that is so inspiring to all who take the time to spend a moment in creation. And we should be careful never to take His work for granted. It's exciting to explore and gain insight from God's handiwork through the creatures we encounter. This is Diana signing off until we share another moment in creation.